Now, is that the green one or the small black one?
Oh, the black one is the walnut itself.
Okay, you call that that would be the nut. Right?
That'd be the nut.
All right. And then another kind of nut that you didn't mention, and I know it doesn't grow around here, but it's kind of shaped like your eye. And it's you call it an almond or an almond?
An almond.
Okay.
Oh, no, we don't grow it here, but however, it would thrive in this area.
Okay. And this is a little red vegetable that has a green...
Green top, like a turnip or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, except it's red.
Let's see, reddish.
Okay. And you'd say several of those, you'd say several?
Yes, it'd be more than one, which would be a bunch.
A bunch of what?
Reddish.
Okay. And then this white vegetable that grows underground, around...
With a top.
Yeah.
That's used for salads.
Yeah.
Okay, that's turnips.
Yeah, and this is one that you slice up and put on hamburgers, for example.
Rutabagas? No, let me go.
Onions. Yeah, onions. Did you ever call rutabagas anything else?
Nope.
Did you ever hear them call Swedish potatoes or Swedes?
Nope.
What kind of onions are there?
Oh, we have various types. We have what we call the scullions and the nest onions and the... What is that little old town down here in South Georgia where they grow the large ones?
Vidalia.
Yeah.
Well, I love those. Sweet Vidalia onions.
They're the best ever. I
eat them up. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I love them.
What's the difference between a scullion and a nest onion?
Let me get that expression right if I can. I know what it is, but it'd be hard for me to think. There, what is to call them when they grow repeatedly without replanting?
Multiply?
They multiply all right, but I mean it's perennial or some name for it where they don't have to be replanted.
Yeah. Perennial.
Now,
one of them's a perennial and one of them isn't.
It's got to be planted.
Yeah, which one has to be planted?
The Vidalia.
Okay.
Several other species, like a nest onion.
Yeah. Those are biggest little cluster, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not larger, maybe, than hazelnuts or something like that.
If you had an apple, and you left it out too long, and it dried up, what would you say happened to the skin of that apple?
That's swivel.
Okay. And then to take beans out of the shell is to...
A shell.
All right. And then this big green round thing, vegetable.
That's watermelon?
No, round. More of using salad.
Green and round.
Well, the one kind you use in making kraut.
Cabbage.
All right. Now, if you're talking about a bunch of those, say those are big.
Head.
Yeah. Okay.
And when it grows large, it's a head.
Okay.
Cabbage head.
And if you're talking about a bunch of them, would you say five?
A cabbage patch.
And five head. Five head.
No, I wouldn't know.
Say five head or five heads.
Oh, five heads.
All right. And then would you say of cabbages or of cabbage?
Cabbage.
All right. And then the tops of turnips and mustard.
Yeah, mustard and I think mustard doesn't grow a root that is big enough for consumption or anything, but a turnip does. I think they're mostly of a seed variety,
that upper,
salad.
Yeah. Do you call that salad, the upper part that you boil?
Yeah, I should do it, or however you can prepare it for people.
Do you ever call that greens?
Yeah.
But salad's the same thing.